You're listening to the audio production of Hopefully Ever After by Beth Wiseman, published by Zondervan and read by Lauren Burst.
To my street team Wiseman's Warriors, you gals rock. Prologue. Yvonne sat beside her husband on the couch with their dog Blue curled up by their feet and snoring softly. Abraham rubbed his beard, something he did when he was thinking. 8 months into their marriage, Yvonne was still getting used to his facial hair. She would never see his clean-shaven face again, since once Amish men were married, they never trimmed their beards. She waited as Abraham reprocessed the information Yvonne had shared with him just now, a repeat from what she'd told him a month ago. Yvonne had reservations about bringing a troubled teenager into their home, even if the girl was a distant cousin. But Abraham had assured her it would be all right. Selfishly, she had hesitated when asked to welcome the 16-year-old guest into their home for 4 weeks. Yvonne and Abraham were still in the honeymoon phase of their relationship, but it was a huge favor to her aunt, who had raised Yvonne.
"It's only for a month," her husband shrugged as he glanced her way. "I'm sure it will be fine."
Like I told you before, Aunt Emma said Eden's mother went to prison. She never knew her father, and she's had a few minor scrapes with the law. Shoplifting, I think.
"Tell me again how she's related to you?"
Abraham looped his thumbs beneath his suspenders as he leaned into the couch cushions and eased his bare feet onto the coffee table. A muscle clenched along his jaw, and Yvonne wondered if he was having second thoughts. As I explained before, Yvonne took a deep breath. It was too late to cancel the commitment they'd already made to act as guardians to Eden. When Aunt Emma went to California for Christmas, she reconnected with some relatives she hadn't seen in a long time. Eden is Aunt Emma's first cousin's child, making her Aunt Emma and my mother's second cousin. She's my third cousin, I think, since Aunt Emma is my mother's sister.
So Eden's mother is in prison for how long?
Abraham turned toward her as he lifted an eyebrow. Her name is Jill, and I'm not sure. Yvonne lowered her eyes to her lap as she reached for the string on her prayer covering, wrapping it around her finger. Without looking up, she said, "I feel like you don't want to do this, but it would crush Aunt Emma if she couldn't go with her friends on this trip to Europe that's been planned for so long." Sighing, she kept her eyes down. "I don't know why she agreed to keep Eden when she knew she had this trip planned. And we haven't been married that long, and I probably shouldn't have agreed to..."
"Look at me,"
Abraham said as he cupped her chin and brought her eyes to his.
"It's going to be fine."
She tried to smile. "That's the second time you've said that."
"Because it will be."
Abraham kissed her softly.
"We are two worldly people compared to the rest of our Amish community. I'm sure we can handle one 16-year-old girl for a month."
Yvonne smiled, genuinely this time. Her husband had been born into an Amish family, chosen to become a cop, then returned to his roots. And somewhere in all of that, they'd fallen in love, and Yvonne had followed him into the plain life with no regrets. "You're right. We're not like the others here. We've lived in the outside world." She winked at her husband.
"We've got this." "Yeah, we do."
He kissed her again, and Yvonne relished the heady sensation she still got in the arms of her husband.
"So we'd better take advantage of these last few days of privacy, and the fact that we both have a day off in the middle of the week."
He stood up and held out his hand, which she was happy to accept as he escorted her to their bedroom. Abraham had worked a double shift the day before, taking inventory at the hardware store, so his boss had given him the day off. Yvonne hadn't taken time off from her job in months, so her friend and owner of the bookstore, Jake, hadn't batted an eye about her request and said tending the store would give him a break from farming out in the heat. It had been great sleeping in, and now a nap. Maybe today would be the day they conceived. They'd been trying to have a baby since they'd been married. But even as Abraham pulled her closer, Yvonne couldn't shed the worry that had built up about Eden coming to stay with them. Things would be very different here in Montgomery, Indiana, than in California, where Eden was coming from. This Saturday. Chapter 1. Eden checked her text messages as she slumped into the backseat of the cab, hoping Emma had given her enough cash to pay for this long ride to her new home for a month. She'd already been in the car over an hour, but her cousin certainly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?